Have you ever wondered why Tesla revolutionized electric vehicles while traditional automakers struggled to keep pace? When automotive expert Sandy Munro compared Tesla's Model 3 to GM's Chevy Bolt, he found Tesla revolutionary, while GM was merely good. The difference wasn't just execution, it was mindset. Tesla's vision of building an affordable electric car without compromises permeated every component, from their innovative motor manufacturing to their unified cooling system. Meanwhile, GM took an iteration-led approach, starting with an existing chassis and creating disconnected systems reflecting organizational silos. This contrast perfectly illustrates the central argument of radical product thinking. Truly transformative products aren't built through endless iterations and quick fixes. They emerge from a clear, compelling vision that guides every decision. Even promising products with talented teams often fall short of their potential due to predictable organizational ailments. Hero syndrome strikes when you focus exclusively on scale rather than meaningful change, like BP, which raised $147 million but neglected basic customer needs while pursuing billion-dollar valuations. Strategic swelling occurs when fear of missing out leads to saying yes until your original purpose becomes diluted. Remember Yahoo's cluttered homepage versus Google's laser focus on search? Obsessive sales disorder develops when repeatedly sacrificing strategic goals for short-term demands, while hypermetrosemia is the disease of measuring everything rather than measuring what matters. Locked-in syndrome occurs when we commit to past techniques despite changing circumstances. Pivotitis strikes when companies habitually change direction at the first sign of difficulty. And narcissus complex happens when organizations become so internally focused they forget their purpose, as Boeing did with the 737 MAX, prioritizing financial goals over safety. These diseases rarely occur in isolation, and recognizing them is the first step toward building healthier products. A compelling product vision isn't a vague aspiration like, become the leading provider of X. It's a detailed blueprint for change. The radical vision statement follows this format. Today, when identified group want to desirable outcome, they have to current solution. This is unacceptable because shortcomings of current solutions. We envision a world where shortcomings resolved. We are bringing this world about through basic technology or approach. This structure clarifies five crucial questions. Whose world are you changing? What does their world look like today? Why is the status quo unacceptable? When will you know you've succeeded? How will you bring about this change? A vision without strategy remains a dream. The RDCL framework, real pain points, design, capabilities, and logistics, transforms vision into reality. When Muhammad Yunus pineered microcredit through Grameen Bank, his vision was eliminating poverty through financial inclusion. But when commercial entities adopted the approach without his comprehensive strategy, which included education and community support, they created debt cycles contradicting the original vision. Your strategy must address genuine pain points that customers value enough to pay for and that you verified across multiple users. Your design connects user interaction with emotional experience. Your capabilities are the special sauce powering your product, like Netflix's recommendation algorithms. Your logistics determine how customers access your solution through channels, platforms, support, and pricing models that must align with customer needs, not just your convenience. The RPT prioritization rubric uses a 2x2 matrix to help teams balance strategic focus with daily emergencies. It contains four quadrants: ideal, high vision fit, high survival for top priorities, investing in vision, high vision fit, low survival for foundation strengthening initiatives, building vision debt, low vision fit, high survival for necessary short-term compromises, and danger, low vision fit, low survival for activities to eliminate immediately. Vision debt compounds like technical debt, confusing customers and demotivating teams. While sometimes unavoidable, it requires tracking and a repayment plan. Clearly defining survival threats, technological, legal, personnel, financial, or stakeholder-related, helps teams maintain strategic direction while remaining responsive to market realities. Traditional metrics and OKRs can actually harm product development by encouraging narrow optimization and unethical behavior. Research shows that while challenging goals improve performance in simple, repetitive tasks, they often degrade results in complex environments like product development. When building innovative products, do your best instructions frequently outperform specific goals because they encourage experimentation and adaptive behavior. Consider how pressure to meet quarterly targets led to fraudulent practices at Lucent Technologies, or how aggressive sales goals resulted in millions of unauthorized accounts at Wells Fargo. Instead of rigid targets, the RPT approach uses a hypothesis-driven framework: if, experiment, then, outcome, because, connection. This connects execution directly to vision while maintaining flexibility. Key metrics should evolve with the product and market conditions, focusing on learning and improvement rather than hitting arbitrary numbers. This prevents the emergence of perverse incentives that could harm long-term success while still providing the alignment function that makes OKRs attractive. Culture is the cumulative experience of daily work activities and interactions. The RPT framework maps these experiences across two dimensions: satisfaction level and urgency. This creates four quadrants. Meaningful work, satisfying, no time pressure, involves solving challenging problems and seeing progress. Heroism, satisfying but urgent, includes emergency responses that should remain occasional. Organizational cactus, unfulfilling but urgent, encompasses bureaucratic processes that slow organizations. And soul-sucking activities, depleting, not urgent, involve navigating toxic dynamics and managing up. Psychological safety, where people feel comfortable taking interpersonal risks without fear, drives innovation. Harvard professor Amy Edmondson found medical teams with psychological safety achieved better outcomes because all members felt free to speak up, regardless of hierarchy. Diversity isn't just ethically important, but economically valuable. With McKinsey research showing companies in the top quartile for ethnic and racial diversity were 35% more likely to deliver above-average financial returns. Effective product development requires both diverse hiring and a culture where people of all backgrounds can thrive. Digital products now impact most aspects of life, creating benefits for some while producing digital pollution for others through embedded biases, attention hijacking, ideological polarization, privacy erosion, and truth disruption. The "if I don't do it, someone else will" mindset creates a prisoner's dilemma: pursue individual profit, causing pollution, or collective benefit, enabling sustainable growth. The solution resembles a Hippocratic oath for product. Center your vision on users rather than financial goals, align your business model with users' needs, ensure values drive priorities, reevaluate success metrics beyond usage, and infuse purpose beyond profit into your culture. By applying these principles, whether in technology, social justice, or environmental sustainability, you can create products that succeed commercially while making a positive impact. What change do you want to see in the world, and how will you systematically bring it about?